Before we enter these techniques, something has to be understood about the eyes, because all these seven techniques depend on that. The first thing, eyes are the most non-bodily part in human body, the least bodily. If matter can become non-matter, then eyes are the phenomena. Eyes are material, but simultaneously also non-material. Eyes are a meeting point of you and your body. The meeting is nowhere else in the body so deep. The remaining body and you are much separated, a great distance is there, but at the point of the eyes, you are nearest to your body, and body is nearest to you. That's why eyes can be used for the inner journey. A single jump from the eyes can lead you to the soul. That's not possible from the hand, not possible from the heart, not possible from anywhere else in the body. Then you will have to travel long. The distance is big. But from the eyes, a single step is enough to enter into yourself. That's why eyes have been used continuously in religious, yogic, tantra practices. The first reason is because you are nearest from there. That's why. If you know how to look in somebody's eyes, you can look into his depths. He is there. He is not so present anywhere else in the body. But if you can look into the eyes, it is a difficult art to look into someone else's eyes. And it comes to you only when you have taken a jump from your own eyes within. Otherwise, you cannot look. If you have not looked beyond your own eyes within, you cannot have a look into someone else's eyes. But if you know how to look in the eyes, you can touch the depth of the person. That's why only in love you can look straight, stare into eyes. Otherwise, if you stare in somebody's eyes, he will feel offended. You are trespassing. This is a trespass. You can look at the body, there is no trespass. But the moment you stare in somebody's eyes, you are trespassing his individuality. You are trespassing his individual freedom. You are entering him without any invitation. And that's why there is a limit. And they now measure what is the limit. At the most 3 seconds, you can be allowed to look. Just a casual look. And then you have to move your eyes. Otherwise, the other will feel offended, and that is violent. Because you can have a glimpse of his inner secrets. And that cannot be allowed. Only in deep love you can look in each other's eyes. Because love means now, you do not want to maintain any secrets. You are now open to the other. And the other is always welcome and invited to enter you. And when lovers look in each other's eyes, there is a meeting which is non-bodily. There is a meeting which is not of the body. So the second thing to be remembered, your mind, your consciousness, your soul, whatsoever is within you, can be glimpsed through the eyes. That's why a blind man has a dead face. Not only that eyes are leaking, but the face is dead, not alive. Eyes are the light of the face. They enlighten your face. They give it an inner aliveness. When the eyes are not there, your face lacks aliveness. And a blind man is really closed. You cannot enter him so easily. That's why blind men are very secretive. And you can rely upon a blind man. If you give him a secret, you can rely upon him. He will maintain it. And it is difficult to judge whether he has a secret. But a man with alive eyes can be judged immediately that he has a secret. For example, you are traveling without a ticket in a railway train. Your eyes will go on betraying you that you are without a ticket. It is a secret, no one knows. Only you know. But your eyes will have a different look. And anyone who enters in the train, you will look him with a different quality. And if he can understand the quality, he knows immediately you are without a ticket. The look will be different. When you have a ticket, the look will be different. So if you are hiding a secret, your eyes will reveal it. And to control eyes is very difficult. The most difficult thing in the body is to control the eyes. So everyone cannot become a great detective, because the basic training of the detective is the training of the eyes. His eyes should not reveal anything, or on the contrary, should reveal the contrary. When he is traveling without a ticket, the eyes should reveal that he has got a ticket. Very difficult, because eyes are not voluntary. They are non-voluntary. Now, many experiments are being done on the eyes. Someone is a brahmachari, a celibate, and he says he has no attraction towards women. But his eyes will reveal everything. He may be hiding it. A beautiful woman enters in the room. He may not look at her. But even this not looking at her will reveal. There will be an effort, a subtle suppression, and the eyes will show. Not only that, your pupils of the eyes will expand. When a beautiful woman enters, your pupils of the eyes will expand immediately to allow the beautiful woman more space to go in. And you cannot do anything about it, because those pupils and their expansion is non-voluntary. You cannot do anything. It is absolutely impossible to control them. So the second thing to remember, your eyes are the keys to your secrets. If anyone wants to enter into your secret world, your privacy, eyes are the doors. If he knows how to unlock them, you will become vulnerable, open. And if you want to enter into your secret life, inner life, then again you will have used the same lock and the unlocking system. You will have to work on your eyes. Only then you can enter. Thirdly, eyes are very liquid, moving, in constant movement, and that movement has its own rhythm, its own system, its own mechanism. Your eyes are not moving at random, anarchically. They have a rhythm of their own, and that rhythm shows many things. If you have a sexual thought in the mind, your eyes move differently, with a different rhythm. Just by looking at your eyes and the movement, one can say what type of thought is moving inside. When you feel hungry and the thought of food is inside, eyes have a different movement. So now, even your dreams can be penetrated. Your eye movements can be recorded while you are asleep. And remember, even in dream, your eyes behave similarly. So if you are seeing a naked woman in your dream, this can be judged from your eye movements. So now they have mechanical devices to know what are the movements of the eyes. These movements are now called REM, rapid eye movements. They can be recorded just on a graph, just like a cardiogram. Whole night you have been sleeping and your eyes can be recorded continuously. And then the graph can show when you were dreaming and when you were not. Because when you are not dreaming, eyes stop and become static. When you are dreaming, they move. And the movement is similar as if you are seeing something on the screen. If you are seeing a film, the eyes have to move. Just the same, in your dream, your eyes move. They are seeing something. They follow the movements of the film. For your eyes, there is no difference between the actual film being shown on the screen or just a dream film. So these RPM recorders, they tell how much you dreamt in the night. for how many moments you were not dreaming, because the eyes stop movement. There are many persons who say they never dream. They are just having a very absent-minded memory, nothing else. They cannot remember, that is the only thing. They are dreaming. Whole night they are dreaming, but they cannot remember. Their memory is not good, that's all. So when they say in the morning there was no dream, don't believe them. Why eyes move when there is a dream? And why eyes stop when there is no dream? Each eye movement is joined to thought process. If thinking is there, eyes will move. If there is no thinking, eyes will not move. There is no need. So remember this third point also, that eye movements and thinking are joined together. That's why if you stop your eyes and their movement, your thought process will stop immediately. Or if your thought process stops, your eyes will stop automatically. And one point more, the fourth. Eyes move continuously from one object to another. From A to B, from B to C, they go on moving. Movement is their nature, just like a river flowing. Movement is their nature. And because of that movement, they are so alive. Movement is life also. If you stop your eyes at a particular point, at a particular object, and don't allow them to move, and movement is their nature, you cannot stop movement. You can stop your eyes. Understand the distinction. You can stop your eyes on a particular fixed point, on a dot on the wall. You can stare at the dot, you can stop your eyes. But movement is their nature. So they will not move from A object to B, because you have forced them to remain at A. But then a very strange phenomenon happens. Because movement is bound to be there, that is their nature. If you don't allow them from A to B movement, they will move from outside to inwards. Either they should move from A to B, or if you don't allow this movement outside, you stop your eyes. Movement is their nature. They need movement. Suddenly, if you stop and don't allow them, they will start moving inwards. So there are two possibilities of movement. From object A to object B, both are out. Both are outside. This is how naturally it is happening. Another possibility, which is of Tantra and Yoga, not allowing movement from one outside object to another, stopping movement, then eyes jump from one outside object to inner consciousness. They begin to move inwards. Remember these four points, then it will be easy to understand the techniques.